The cosmic drift discovery is one of those findings where the scientific significance exceeds the headline. For the first time, astronomers have directly detected the mechanism by which gas flows, what they're calling cosmic drift, trigger the gravitational collapse that begins star formation. We've had theoretical models of star birth for decades, but observationally capturing the actual initiating event is the difference between knowing that lightning causes fires and seeing a specific bolt strike a specific tree. This kind of first observation typically reshapes the modeling assumptions for an entire subfield of astrophysics.
The Pentagon and NASA UFO story this week requires careful parsing because there are two distinct things happening simultaneously. The Pentagon released its fourth batch of declassified UAP, Unidentified Aerial Phenomena files, which is a transparency exercise mandated by congressional legislation. Separately, NASA Administrator Jared Isaacman made a notably candid statement. The agency has images of objects it cannot classify as known comets, satellites, or atmospheric phenomena. Isaacman explicitly said there's no evidence of extraterrestrial life, but he also said he believes humanity might discover signs of life within our lifetimes. That's a measured statement from a serious, credible person in a serious position.
What's interesting about the NASA disclosure specifically is the institutional context. Isaacman is a former private astronaut. He led the Inspiration 4 mission, turned NASA administrator. He comes to the role without the traditional bureaucratic caution that has historically made NASA officials reluctant to engage with UAP topics. His willingness to say publicly that there are unidentified objects in NASA's imagery that they can't explain represents a different kind of institutional candor than we've typically seen from the agency.
The FCC approving Reflect Orbital's Space Mirror satellite over the objections of more than 1,800 astronomers is a governance story with long-term implications for low Earth orbit. The satellite carries an 18 by 18 meter reflective mirror designed to redirect sunlight to Earth, ostensibly for applications like extending daylight hours in northern cities or illuminating disaster relief zones. The astronomer objection is straightforward. Reflective satellites in low Earth orbit create light pollution that interferes with ground-based telescope observations. The FCC overruled them, which means the agency is prioritizing commercial innovation over scientific infrastructure protection.
Beta Technologies, flying the first FAA-approved electric aviation missions carrying manufactured organs, is the kind of story that sounds futuristic but is actually already operational. Electric aircraft transporting 275 nautical miles across Virginia and Maryland under the FAA's new ETOL pilot program, carrying actual manufactured organs for transplant. The medical organ transport use case is perfect for this technology. Time-critical, high-value, short to medium range, and currently served by expensive charter helicopters and small planes. If Beta can establish that electric aircraft are reliable for organ transport, that regulatory foothold opens medical transport as the beachhead market for the entire eVTOL industry.
The massive heat dome targeting most of the U.S. next week puts climate-related infrastructure stress back on the agenda. The combination of heat dome events and a wheat crop forecast at its smallest since 1970, represents simultaneous pressure on agricultural output and public health infrastructure. Power grids in regions like Texas and the Southwest face peak demand during extreme heat events, and the gap between demand and reliable generation capacity remains a genuine vulnerability.
The Trump administration finalizing a rule stripping habitat protections from the Endangered Species Act removes the concept of critical habitat designation as a meaningful regulatory protection. The ESA has historically protected not just individual species, but the ecosystems they depend on. A rule that strips habitat protections while nominally retaining species protections is somewhat like protecting a building's occupants while allowing the building itself to be demolished. Environmental law groups are already organizing legal challenges. And given the pattern of such regulatory reversals, the courts will have the final word over a multi-year timeline.